This year, Americans will spend hundreds of millions of dollars ordering prescription drugs over the Internet. They're buying mostly from Canadian pharmacies that offer lower prices than are available in the U.S. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that these sales save Americans money, but ultimately they might not be such a good deal for Canada.
Pharmacist Jason Pankratz's local customers use his McGregor Clinic Pharmacy in Winnipeg the old-fashioned way.
They can walk up to the pharmacy counter just like you would at any other pharmacy and order medications, as long as they've got a prescription.
Downstairs, he sells to Americans via a different route, the Internet, 200 prescriptions a day. His address is rx1.biz.
The opening page tells the customer what we're all about, gives them an idea of what we have available, and up at the top, there's different sections on how to order, refills, the prescription forms that need to be filled out.
The Canadian government negotiates with drug makers and gets deep discounts, making drug prices in Canada cheaper than they are in the U.S. Pankratz's downstairs pharmacy business is growing every day. But selling to Americans at discounted Canadian prices is ultimately going to cause headaches for Canadians, according to health economist Richard Frank of Harvard University.
If I was a manufacturer looking at this situation, I would think very carefully about the discounts I was giving and the size of the orders that I was filling before I went through with a deal.
And that's just what's happening. Sheila Frame is the Vice President of Public Affairs for the Canadian division of drug giant AstraZeneca.
Our businesses are set up in the Canadian context to supply the Canadian marketplace.
She says she doesn't have enough drugs to supply both Americans and Canadians. The Canadian Pharmacists Association has other objections to international Internet sales. When Internet pharmacists don't see their customers face-to-face and they don't know what other drugs a customer is taking, they might fill a prescription that could do harm. Jason Pankratz of RX1.biz Pharmacy says he's very interested in the health of his American customers. He says some have told him they simply can't afford to pay American prices.
The patient can actually afford to take their medications. I believe this is better than not taking their prescribed medication at all.
But Pankratz is having trouble getting drugs to sell. Because they want this international trade to stop, drug makers AstraZeneca, Wyeth, and Glaxo stopped supplying Internet pharmacies several months ago. Then Jason Pankratz had to search for other ways to get those medicines.
What we've ended up having to do is try and get these products from other pharmacies that don't have international pharmacies associated with their retail pharmacies.
Buying from other retail pharmacies means he's had to raise his prices for Americans by up to 10%. And even though the Canadian Pharmacists Association is reporting spot shortages, Pankratz says he's been able to get all the drugs he needs. But Pankratz soon may find it impossible to get Losec or Nexium or other AstraZeneca drugs to sell to his American customers. The company recently sent a message to the conventional pharmacies that have been supplying Pankratz. Again, AstraZeneca's Sheila Frame.
If we get a very unusual high order from a particular area in the country, if it cannot be explained in a Canadian context, then that pharmacy will still be sold product, but it will be more in line with traditional buying patterns.
Leaving only enough to sell to Canadians. Pankratz and some Americans might be out of luck.
If they're successful, it could mean the end of selling AstraZeneca products to U.S. customers.
And if they're successful, it's likely other companies will adopt the same strategy. And Sheila Frame of AstraZeneca says if Canadian Internet pharmacies find a way to continue to serve Americans, her company might pull its research and development projects and its manufacturing plants out of the country, with a potential loss of thousands of Canadian jobs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.